Memphis and that area gave me so much personally and spiritually that I've drawn on all my life. So at this point, I have come full circle, and I'm recognizing the gifts that the city has given me and so many others. Every road I've ever taken has been from Memphis, because that's been my starting place.
The relationship between Booker T. Jones and Memphis is a long story of give and take. As many opportunities as it gave Booker T. to play, he returned the favor with groundbreaking music. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Rita Houston. You may know of Booker T. Jones from the huge hits in the 60s by Booker T. and the MGs, or you've probably heard records he produced for Willie Nelson or Bill Withers. The sounds he created have by now become a standard part of what we know as soul, funk, and rhythm and blues. Booker's latest release is a tribute to his hometown called The Road from Memphis, and it brings together Booker and The Roots, who he met while playing on The Jimmy Fallon Show. Many special guest vocalists joined in too, including Yim Yames, Lou Reed, and Sharon Jones. Booker T. recently came by FUV to talk about the project, and host Dennis Elsis got to ask him about what he heard as a young man in Memphis.
I heard my first classical music there, and I played my first concert there on piano, playing, you know, Bach and Liszt. And the first music that I heard, the first blues that I heard on Beale Street. And, you know, people like B.B. King down at 4th and Walker down there just shaped my personality so much. And then the music that I was exposed to in Memphis in the churches just formulated my whole soul, the way I react to it, and then the jazz that I heard there in the clubs just inspired me, so it made me want to try to play like those guys. You know, I heard Jack McDuff down there and Jimmy Smith and Bill Doggett. And so the contributions have just been huge, I think, to not only me, but to the world from Memphis, Tennessee. So this is a tribute to my city, and I'm proud of it, and I want to revisit the whole feeling.
Doing it in the heat, learning how to walk the beat, laying it down again, taking it on the chin, heading for the darkest club. Down on Beale Street, playing that funky music, drinking that funky gin. You gotta be a pistol, you gotta be a gun, you gotta be one strange phenomenon. Down in Memphis,
then the track with Sharon Jones and Matt Berninger of The National representing Memphis. I mean, Sharon on here just sounds like she was made to sing this particular track, right?
Yes, she was made to sing this track. This has been a long time coming. Sharon and I met here. We were at a jam session here in Manhattan, and she just was dynamic on stage. She reminded me of Otis Redding, but she melded with the band so seamlessly, and it was just, when will we be doing something else? Matt is the yin to Sharon's yang. He's the perfect opposite to her. He went right to Memphis in spirit with me on this song, understood exactly where it was coming from, and he just nailed it. Of course, standing there looking at her, they did it together. He had to, because she was all over his case.
I love it on the south side. They know how to deep fry. Take it up to Ernst Mound. We're representing Memphis.
I like it at the Harlem House. Almost good as at my mama's house. Make it at the Klondike. We're representing Memphis.
I grew up there, so don't talk about my city. From the hood to the burbs, we all stay busy. From the bottom to the top, we got it on lock. We're representing Memphis.
That was representing Memphis. And Down in Memphis from the latest album by Booker T. Jones called The Road from Memphis. Take 5, produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.